Okay, what's your name again?
Steve Dave. Dave.
That one.
IT.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
So, yep.
Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 401. Today is May 19th, 2023, and this one's brought to you by Despicable Dogs. I got an email here. I think he's supposed to be anonymous, but I'm not sure. But he's sending me a bunch of next door numbers from his area. He says he'll try to get more if he can, but people on my next door are generally reluctant to post their numbers. I wonder why. And it looks like he just did a search for his area code and sent me in some screenshots. It looks like most of these are lost pets. So I can call these people up and I can be like, oh yeah, I found your lost pet. He was delicious.
Hello, John, you're moving.
Hey, John, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
It's who?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Oh, yes. Hi, neighbor.
Hey. Why are you sending my wife a Mother's Day card?
What?
How come you're sending my wife a Mother's Day card? That's weird.
I didn't send your wife a Mother's Day card.
No, you did. It's from your name and address and everything. And
I don't care. I didn't send it.
I mean, like, you know, our kids are grown and everything, but like it's... I know she's still a mother, but that's a little weird, and you're making me look like a piece of shit.
What the fuck are you talking about, you goofy motherfucker? I never sent any card to your mother. I don't fucking, you dumb fucking asshole.
No, you sent one to you sent one to my wife, because she's a
mother.
I did
not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You better not do it next
year.
I
don't care if it has my address. Somebody else did it. Fly a kite.
Why would they do that to you? Wow, go fly a kite. Last time somebody said that to me was never. Nobody has ever told me to go fly a kite. That was actually an idea by Devin. She told me to say that the other day, so I want to do a few of those. That was just some guy looking for some furniture.
Hello?
Hi, Sean.
Yes?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Yeah?
Hey, why are you sending my wife a Mother's Day card? That's weird.
I don't...
You don't know?
Who's Roy?
It's your neighbor. I'm just down the street a bit. I just, like, I don't know, like, she was surprised to get it, and she's very happy, and it made her happy, but now I look like a piece of shit, because I didn't send her a Mother's Day card. She's not my mother.
I don't know who you are.
It's Roy.
Oh, you know who I am.
I'm just down the street. You're the one with the dirt. You're the one with the dirty house.
Okay. I don't know who you are.
Okay, please, well, then why are you sending my wife Mother's Day cards?
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
Can you please not do it next year?
Can you please stop calling me?
Yeah, if you don't send my wife a
thank you.
Mother's Day card, you son of a bitch. That guy was slightly less lively than the previous one. Maybe the previous one is going to be the best reaction I ever get for that. This guy was looking for an exterior house wash and for someone to aerate his lawn. So I thought he might get pissed if I made fun of his dirty house, but nope. He's being a real douche canoe about it. That's actually the last one I can get to answer off of all these numbers, so I'm going to hold on to these, and I will try them again someday, maybe a little earlier or a little bit later. But thank you for all these numbers, anonymous person. Let's see what else I got here in my request folder.
Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm one of your tenants. It's Roy. I'm one of your tenants. Hey, am I supposed to be on the Wi-Fi that belongs to the townhomes?
No. Wait,
what?
Where do you live?
In the townhomes.
Yes.
Oh, I can be on the Wi-Fi? Like on the office Wi-Fi?
It's for the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hooked up to that. And
What do you mean hooked up to it?
Well, I'm using that Wi-Fi just as my internet. I use it to watch movies and play games and just do all my interneting. I got a high-powered antenna to connect to it 24/7.
No, that's for use at the clubhouse only. It's not for personal use.
Yeah, but I got a really cool antenna. And I got it pointed directly at the clubhouse, and I
know, but we don't offer that. I mean, it's for the clubhouse you use
for
people to watch football games and stuff like that.
Yeah, but sir, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there's somebody else on that Wi-Fi. There's an intruder in it.
There's been what?
There's an intruder on that Wi-Fi because I used my hacking.
Well, then we'll check that out. But yeah.
No, she doesn't. I don't think she even lives in these townhomes.
Okay, well, we'll have to research that.
I hacked into her computer since she's connected to the Wi-Fi, and I can see her through her webcam. And I can see her in her kitchen right now. She's actually naked and doing dishes.
Hey,
it's not
where do you live? Where do you live in Hawaii? Where do you live in there?
Well, I live in here in one of the townhomes, but she's not in a townhome.
Which one?
Sir, listen
What's
here.
Your name?
Listen here, sir. I can tell she's not she's not in the townhome. She's in some.
Okay, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I hacked into this lady's computer.
That's a problem. That's a problem. We don't want anybody hacking into anybody's place.
Well, she shouldn't even be on the Wi-Fi. That belongs to the clubhouse.
I agree, and you shouldn't be either.
Well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong because I live here.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in one of the townhomes.
Which one?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm close enough that I can connect to the Wi-Fi.
All right, then I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll investigate it, and then we'll shut you down. This is crazy.
No, don't shut me down. I can get the new password if you change it. And I have hacking utilities, so it's pointless trying to shut me down. But no, I'm telling you, this lady, she doesn't live here at the townhomes, and she's on your Wi-Fi, and she's in her apartment right now, naked. I'm watching her. All right, that was from Grogu Fan. He or she says he runs these apartments called the townhomes, blah, blah, blah. He was a mean jerk calling my job. Pretend you're a tenant and do some crazy trouble for the Wi-Fi or do any of your other pranks with apartments. Thanks for that, Grogu Fan. That guy was kind of fun. I'm going to try one more thing here with Steve.
What do you want?
I'm sorry, did I get the wrong number?
Who are you looking for?
Oh, I was calling for Steve. I live
I don't know.
What?
Okay, I'm Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Steve who?
He said, I don't know you or anything. I live nearby your townhomes, and this guy just came over to my house and said that you order me to get off of his clubhouse Wi-Fi. And I didn't even know I was on someone else's Wi-Fi. I don't know how the internet works.
What? This phone call said it was from Odessa, Texas.
I live here in...
Are you in there?
No, I don't live there, but I've been there before. I have friends that live there, and I've been inside the clubhouse. They gave me the clubhouse Wi-Fi password, but this guy just showed up and started yelling at me and said that you said I can't use the Wi-Fi, and I don't think that's any way to treat a woman.
Who gave you the password to the Wi-Fi?
Well, don't worry about it. I mean, I'll stop using it. I'm sorry that I offended you, but you didn't have to send someone over to try and rough me up.
I did not send anybody over.
Well, I think you did because they said they gave your name and said if I have a problem with it.
You know what? If you want to, this is crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm not crazy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Man, you were going to rant at me and I had to interrupt. I'm such a dummy.
And I changed my number when I called him. I don't know why he thought I was the same person. Just because I called him back 3 minutes later. Anyway, thank you, Grogu Fan, for that. Here's a number from Fatback. He wants me to call Preston. And he's saying this guy will rage on you if you say you are calling from something county or the city of something something and give him hell. He's having trouble with his neighbors, leaving a mess all over the yard. So you should call him and tell him he has a bunch of old shitty cars and trash in his yard. And the county is going to fine him if he doesn't fix it. The neighbors are the one who actually have the mess. And he's been battling this for years. Also, please tell his wife to shut the fuck up and he will lose his mind. Okay. I hope she's there.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Preston?
Yeah, this is Preston.
Hey there, it's Gary from the city of Springs. We just noticed.
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
Pretty good. We noticed you had an incandescent bulb in your outside bulb on your porch, and you're supposed to have that updated to an LED bulb.
Well, my house is not in the city of Springs. I live in County Unincorporated.
Listen here, buddy. We have that covers our area, okay, for the light bulb stuff. So don't be arguing. Just change your bulb to an LED bulb. You'll save money that way.
Dude.
Preston.
No. I'll do what I want.
What?
Don't for the attitude. Second off.
Well, no, you had the attitude. You had the attitude.
You're calling me, telling me to change my fucking light bulb, dude.
I know.
Fuck off.
I know. Like, did I actually hear his wife in the background? Because I didn't get to tell her to shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Sir, do you need us to mail you a light bulb? Are you too poor to buy a light bulb?
This is his wife, and I live in the Redwoods.
Ma'am, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Preston.
Are you?
All right, listen.
Oh, man. Why would they just hang up on me like that? I'm going to try one more time just because they keep hanging up.
Hey, I'm blocking the number, so stop
good.
Calling me.
Well, no, I just wanted to apologize. The kept disconnecting, and I wasn't sure why. Like, it just kept hanging.
Yeah, I'm blocking the number. Stop calling me, dude. It's Friday at 6 o'clock. I don't give a flying fuck. See ya.
Aw, I got told. There you go, fat back. I called your number. I feel like it could have been better, but he kept hanging up on me. He's a real asshole. Won't even change his light bulb.
Hello?
Hey, Antonio?
No, buddy, you got the wrong number.
Hey, don't call me buddy, pal. Put Antonio on.
What?
You heard me. You put on Antonio right now.
Nigga, I don't know who the fuck you are. Don't fucking call me again.
Well, hey, that's because you're not Antonio. Go get Antonio. Wow, that was rude. Here's a request from September 20th, 2020. It's from Professor Retard. It's okay, you guys. We could say retard back in 2020. It's just not allowed anymore, you know. But he has a handwritten list here of a bunch of people that he worked with or he used to work with. Call them up and tell them to hang up or tell them to stop being motherfuckers. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Brooke.
Hi.
Hey, why don't you hang up that damn phone?
I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I'm sorry, who is this?
Hey, don't worry about it. You just hang up that phone, Brooke. You hang
what
it up.
What do you mean?
You hang it up right now.
I don't have a phone to hang up. I just put it in my pocket.
Press the disconnect button, you dumb hoe. It's the red one. Probably. Hang up that phone. Don't worry about it, Brooke. Just hang up.
Well, what's the problem?
I command you to hang up the phone.
I'm not using my phone.
What are you using?
Who is this?
I'm on the phone. So whatever you're talking to me on, you better just disconnect the call, motherfucker.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. You just hang up that damn phone, Brooke. Finally. What does she mean she's not on a phone? She got her watch or something? That was the fifth number down, and so far the only one that's picked up. Oh, here's somebody from the list calling back who did not pick up before. Sylvie.
Hello?
Hey, you hang up that phone.
Who is this?
It's Brad. But I was calling to tell you to hang up that damn phone. You didn't even pick up.
Who's Brad?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't want to talk to you. Just hang up the stupid phone.
Who are you trying to talk to?
Sylvie.
Okay, who's having you call me?
Nobody. I'm just calling you to tell you I don't want to talk to you. So you'd better just hang up that damn phone, you son of a bitch.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
You just need to hang up the phone, okay?
Well, now your number is getting put on Facebook, you fucking pedophile.
Oh, you better not put it on Facebook. Oh no, she's gonna put it on Facebook and my grandma's gonna see it. Here's another one. Oh wait, no, this is Brooke again calling me back. Brooke, you better hang up that phone.
Who is this?
Hey, don't be calling me like this.
Who is this?
Well, don't worry about it, but I don't want to talk to you, so I'm just gonna need you to hang up that phone and don't call back, motherfucker. All right, good job, Brooke. You got a lot of answers there, didn't you? What was the point in calling back if you're just going to hang up the phone?
Hello?
Hello, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to hang up this damn phone, you son of a bitch. Hang it up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, disconnect the call. Hit the red button. Get lost. I don't want to talk to you.
You called me. Who is this?
Yeah, I know I called you. I called you to tell you to hang up the damn phone.
Okay.
So do it, you motherfucker. All right, Adam's a good boy. Thank you, Adam. At least I'm getting a lot of answers on this list.
Hello.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Listen here, buddy. You better hang up that phone right now.
Okay.
All right, do it. I dare you.
All right. All right.
Hey, hurry the fuck up. Hang it up.
Yes, I will do this immediately.
Come on. I don't have all day.
Oh, okay.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Should I do it now? Gosh. Who's this?
Oh, don't worry about it. You just hang up that phone.
Poncho, is this you?
Don't call me Poncho, you piece of shit.
Sounds like him.
It is Poncho. If you're laughing and he's laughing, it's Poncho.
I'm laughing. Poncho. He's not laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Oh.
I ain't laughing at shit, motherfucker.
It's Pat. What do you mean?
Hang up that phone, Adam.
What the fuck? Like, it sounds like Poncho. Maybe it's Poncho. Maybe it's not.
Tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up, Adam.
Yeah. And she says, tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's fucking Poncho.
And then hang up the phone.
Okay.
Hang it up.
I'm not playing with this game. I have too much. Like, no. I can't.
Like, should I do it right now?
Hang up the stupid phone, Adam.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do it right now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Hello?
Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah, she's calling?
This is Craig. I'm a crossing guard at the elementary school. You need to hang up this damn phone.
Okay.
Do it. Hang it up then. Well, that was everything on the first piece of paper. The second piece of paper has a lot of names that I've already called, so I don't know what this list is about. He did not explain it. Damn you, Professor Retard.
Hello?
Hey, Caden?
Yes?
Hey, what's the big idea sending my mother a Mother's Day card? Like, that's my mom, not your mom.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, yes, you do. Well, what, do you send a lot of other guys' moms Mother's Day cards?
I certainly did not send anyone a Mother's Day card.
Because you know what? Now my mom thinks I'm a big piece of shit because you sent her a card, but I didn't.
I'm so confused. So, who is this?
So thanks a lot for that. You know, got my man.
I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know who this is.
You got my mom mad at me because you sent her a Mother's Day card, and I didn't. So thank you for pointing out that I'm a shitty son.
Who's your mom? Who is this?
How many moms did you send a card to this year?
Well, considering I haven't sent any cards, I have no idea.
You didn't send one to your own mom?
No, I took her out to dinner with my twins.
You're a shitty son.
No, we spoil our mom.
Why would you not send one to her and then you send one to my mom?
Because we see our mom in person. Who the hell is this?
Oh, you know who it is.
Is this Chase? Who is this? I'm so confused.
Look, you just hang up that phone. I'm sick of talking to you. Just hang it up. right now.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. I got another call coming in. Hello.
Hi, this is the debt collection system, and we're calling you a little bit late this afternoon, but we know that you have some debts, so we were wondering if you're going to pay those.
You're bad at prank calls. You're bad.
Pardon me?
You're really bad at prank calls.
Is it Jason?
Oh, shit. He was trying to get info, just like that other girl. Brooke, was that her name? These kids today, they're a bunch of PIs. And it looks like that's where this list ends. I'm going to use that as my excuse to end today's show. You can thank Despicable Dogs for that. Thank you, Despicable Dogs, for ending the show so early.
Programming like this is made possible by viewers like you.
Every day, I'm so fucking freaked out. Every day, I can't get the evil out. Every night, I feel so far away. Someday, will it ever be okay?
Every day, it's a brand new episode. Every day, I guess we'll see just how far it goes. No one knows. Every day I kinda wanna cancel the show.
I wish this was just a cartoon so I could be like, this is real as fuck. I love the way they don't give up. Tweet about it more. Stories like this so important.
It's like there's these fucked up kids, and like through the power of
understanding,
I can totally be understanding, or like forgiveness or something, they like overcome all their fears, and in the end, they turn out totally
Nothing, man. Get off the phone.